The U.S. could soon be the largest oil producer in the world. It's already pumping out more than 10 million barrels of crude a day. That breaks a previous record set back in 1970. Despite this, climate change activists who oppose more fossil fuel production insist that they are making progress. Here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
Here's the idea underpinning the Keep It in the Ground movement. Activists figure that if they can stop pipelines from being built, it's more likely that crude will stay in the ground, where it won't contribute to climate change. A key tactic is protest, like this one in Louisiana last month.
No way, lobby!
No way, lobby!
No way, lobby!
They're shouting, "Water is life," in French. The pipeline is called the Bayou Bridge, and environmental groups sued to stop it. But if it goes ahead, protest organizer Cherie Foytlin says she's prepared to physically block construction.
We're poor people. We don't have a lot of money like they do. So all I have is this old body, right? So I'll use this old body now to do what I have to do to stop it.
Protesters say President Trump's pro-fossil fuel agenda makes their job harder, but he also motivates the base. A day after Trump failed to mention climate change in his State of the Union speech, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders fired up a crowd of activists at George Washington University.
What we are about is telling Donald Trump and the Koch brothers that their days are numbered, fossil fuels days are numbered. We are going to transform our energy system.
Activists also are petitioning cities to become fossil-free, and they're encouraging institutions, especially colleges, to withdraw investments in oil companies. But people in the fossil fuel business don't sound impressed.
Keep It in the Ground as a movement has been a failure.
Steve Everly is with Texans for Natural Gas and says the current boom is proof of failure. Domestic drillers have doubled oil production in the past decade, and natural gas is up by about a third. The country is on track to produce even more oil than Russia and Saudi Arabia.
We're not going to undermine the most significant shift in global energy power in a generation to pursue a job-destroying fringe political campaign like Keep It in the Ground.
Still, the industry has responded to the movement with ads like this one.
America's pipelines bring American energy to American families.
Like Seth Whitehead leads the industry-backed Energy in Depth campaign and says stopping domestic oil and gas production makes no sense because demand continues to rise.
It's better for us to produce it here in the United States rather than import it from countries with much more lax regulations, environmental regulations, in countries that are hostile towards the United States.
The activists can point to one key victory as proof their strategy works: Canada's oil sands. Just a few years back, there were big plans to expand production. Opponents point out oil sands crude emits more pollution because it requires more energy to produce than traditional drilling. They have successfully delayed construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, says Stephen Kretzman with Oil Change International.
And now, because investors, because companies recognize that there is virtually no way to get a new pipeline that would get that oil to market, we're seeing people be less interested in growth in the dirtiest source of oil on the planet.
That invigorates Keep It in the Ground activists. They're promising more campaigns, more protests, even as analysts predict the U.S. is on track to break even more oil production records. Jeff Brady, NPR News.